Today, I have great pleasure in speaking with Roger Tempest. Roger is the owner of Broughton Hall, an exquisite private estate in Yorkshire, England. Broughton Hall is an exceptional estate, and I think what really makes the estate unique is that Roger has retained the estate within the family for over 900 years, but equally, he's restored it beautifully and with a variety of unique experiences for private stays. Roger, hello.
Good morning.
Could you tell me a little bit more about yourself and the estate?
So my family first came here. William the Conqueror came over from France. One of his acolytes was Sir Roger Tempest, and he was given lands in the north. And for 900 years, we've been sort of busy reinventing it every century and every decade. And we finally reached 2020, and we're ready to share what we've got with the world, really. What it is this amazing historic house, which has had a huge amount of restoration on it. And it's in fine condition. And in some ways nowadays, it's this combination of Claridge's, Daylesford, Soho farmhouse, and a bit of an ashram, a sanctuary too for people. Very important point for us is providing an amazing environment for today's travellers and groups and families to come and stay. And Broughton's really turned into this quite extraordinary place at the moment, really, where we've really become a sanctuary. We've been looking after it for, as you know, 900 years, and now we're looking after it really on behalf of for everybody who comes here. We've got the 18-room historic house, and then we spread out into holiday homes. We have a hermit hut even. We're on 3,000 acres. We're trying to provide this real quality environment. We've got the authentic historic house element to it. And then we built all these sort of this environment around it. The recent one, as you'll be aware, is Avalon, which is all about well-being. And I think in this 21st century, it's so important to consider how we live, how we look after our mind, body, and spirit. So we've added that component part to it.
So Roger, would you be able to explain and just expand a little bit further as to what exactly entails when you take over Broughton Hall?
It's sort of an extraordinary, it's like a new concept, really. It's taking over a historic house as your own home. So you arrive at the door, everything's concierge prior to that, travel arrangements or whatever. There's a discussion beforehand about what food you like, what activities you want to do, you know, what your flavour of holiday is. And then when you arrive, we have a whole team available, but it's very much in the background because it's really taking it over as your own home. So everything's there. Amazing chefs. So the food is bespoke to that particular day and your desire.
I know when we stayed with you as a group, as the Dream Escape team, it was lovely to meet your chef and actually chat to them about what they were preparing, but also how much you had provided that was locally sourced and also what was available actually on your estate as well.
Well, we have a couple of foragers and a medicinal lady, and you know, we can provide a lot locally, and we have amazing food sources around here. You know, we're less than an hour from the sea, so we've got, all the fish and that side of life. And then we have Yorkshire Dales, so, you know, all the beef, the lamb, all the meat side. And one particular area we concentrate on is plant-based recipes and food, because all the transformational work we do in terms of mind, body, spirit here at Avalon, you know, we have really healthy eating too.
What I think is for us, which we really noticed and appreciated, was the fact it was so homely. You know, even you could quite comfortably have a family there, as well as, you know, catering for all of us. I think we had 28 for the Christmas party, but it's got that lovely feel that you can be just at home with a small number as you can, but yet you have the ability to cater for so many.
It's interesting, actually, because I didn't know, I mean, the whole house, there are 97 rooms in the whole house, you know, but in fact, it's a really homely house. We quite regularly have small numbers, 2, 4, 6 people. They come and they just, you live in it. It is a home, and we want to keep it as a home. I mean, it's not a hotel. It's not a private members club. It's not a museum. It's a home. And I think the coziness is wonderful. Some people just come for, might come for a week or 2 weeks. A few of them are in, and then suddenly they have a load of friends arrive for a couple of days and then they go. So we can, we can go up to 30 people. But the other thing we're doing is we have 12 holiday homes around the estate. One of them happens to be a little hermit hut, which is really sweet, next to a little body of water. And it's just for the person who just wants to get away. Then we've got some nice farmhouses, you know, cozy Yorkshire farmhouses. And we're a bit like a, I suppose we could be said to be a spread out hotel in a way. You know, over 3,000 acres, you can lose a lot of people. And then we have various sites, you know, people go for a fire temple party one evening, then they go to Avalon on another, they might do a cinema evening, you know, we get, say, a film star comes, and then we show a film showing. Like Calendar Girls, for example, they all live around here, and or we get a film producer or whatever. There's so many different things to do. Then we have a Utopia in the Wall Garden, which is a very contemporary building, beautiful, where we put on special sort of theatrical dinners or talks or anything, you know. So there's this variety when people come here. It's very important to have variety.
You've thought about modern day living. I think you've created this wonderful space whereby people really can come together.
I haven't met anybody who's come here who's left disappointed. There's something pretty magical about it, and people can have an amazing time here. And, you know, some people may think of Venice and Paris and New York or whatever, but you know what? In the centre of Britain lies the Yorkshire Dales, an amazing arena of countryside and beauty of nature.
You know, it has been such a pleasure to work with you right from when we first met, you know, when you owned Aldoray Castle. And I know you and David worked very closely with the first client that was stayed at the castle. And I think what was really highlighted was how you collectively came together and created a really memorable experience for the clients. We've had some unusual requests, and you've always been able to create something that's been special for them.
Thank you. Well, I mean, that's the Aldoray Castle experience. I mean, in the early days of, you know, having a sort of royal family with many SAS security guards and all the individual things which went on. But I definitely bow to David and yourself for organising most of that. We tried to do our bit and it went really well. So it does take a lot of energy and, you know, this cooperation. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But you know how demanding this is to make a successful visit. And, you know, we're 100% committed to that, and I know Dream Escapes are, and that's why we have a successful relationship. I think I'd like to think that anyway.
Definitely. And you know, you've been so kind to host us at Broughton Hall, and we've even had the family to stay, and I know anyone that's been there, and I know certainly the team, if there was an opportunity to go back, they'd be jumping at it, because even in those 3 days we managed to fit in so many experiences, but there was so much more that we could have done. And it just really helped them to reconnect and recharge. I think there was an expectation that we were having a celebration. And it was really meaningful for us. And I think we got so much out of it as a team. And it's credit to you, to what you've created.
I think the world is a different place, whether it's through COVID or whatever. There are new ways of living starting to occur and expectations. And I think here, you know, being a house of transformation, I'm quite keen on that idea where people come here with, you know, profound experiences, whether it's, you know, their enjoyment of just staying with family or whatever. But we organize a lot and concierge a lot for people. You know, people really, the mind, body, spirit does come into it nowadays. And, you know, kids want memorable experiences. Parents want them to have a good time. The generations all mixing is very popular, getting three generations together. And then just families treating, you know, some members of the families might be a bit luckier and they live around the world and they want to get together. There's loads of reasons for people to come together. But I think what you're saying about the activities, it's really important. You know, we have a crazy lot here, as you know. We have fire temples and moon bars and sweat lodges and wild swimming, indoor pools, outdoor pools, tennis, whatever you need. It's great to have all that.
And I think you're right. And to that point, you know, it's one thing to be staying in a wonderful private property, but what you've created, it's really like this incredible playground of just, you know, sort of unique experiences.
If any guest comes here, we want to give them the best experience. And when they leave and they've had that amazing experience, you know, it gives me such pride. And also it keeps the place going, because we've been here 900 years. I'm the 32nd generation of Tempest who have been here. And, you know, people are giving it a sense of purpose. And, you know, so it can be a force for good. And that is such a rewarding thing. That's what matters, really.
I just find it astounding. You know, you're visionary to see where we are going. And I think going forward, people will be looking for this space and time.
Self-care is such an important bit of life. You know, we live this mad existence, and lifestyle management is really important. And so if you can blend all these things into a staycation, or whether it's international guests or domestic guests, if you can blend those things in, some people like full-on retreats on a particular subject matter, but others just in the background, just dip in and taste a bit and then, you know, relax too.
Well, thank you, Roger. It's been a real pleasure to speak with you, and I hope we will be returning to Broughton Hall before too long. I know for us, we are delighted to be continuing our relationship and working closely with you. You have a fantastic product and a variety of experiences, and it's been great to have the time to speak with you.